Hello, Christian singles. Welcome back to another podcast episode of Single Plus. I am your host, Daria White Osa, and today is a little bit interesting with our topic because we're going to be discussing how to respond to why are you still single questions. And yeah, I can definitely remember being asked these questions, and even though I've only been married for about 9 going on 10 months, I still remember, especially when I turned 30, and I don't know why. And I can only say because I grew up in the South, bless those people's hearts. But some people are just genuinely curious. So if you have not subscribed to the podcast, go ahead and do so. You can also share this. You can also follow on Instagram at MySinglePlus. But how do we respond? How do you respond? How did I respond? Right? Why are you still single? And as I'm reflecting on my own journey, again, just coming to the conclusion that one, some people just don't know what to say, honestly. Some people feel like they're well-meaning. Some people think that they're just being curious and they're asking questions. And some of them don't realize that those questions can hurt, especially if you're already in a place of wondering, is something wrong with me? You know, maybe it's not going to happen for me. Maybe, you know, I'm not this, I'm not that. And some of us start nitpicking ourselves. And if I remember correctly, there was a time when I did feel that way. And again, a lot of insecurities had just risen up. And again, some people were well-meaning. Like if someone asked me that question and I knew their heart was coming from a sincere place, then I could have an open and honest conversation with them and not feel as if they were trying to make me feel bad, or if they were trying to dismiss it and say, well, maybe you're just meant to be single for the rest of your life. That is not something that you need to accept. If you truly have a sincere desire to be married, I believe that in God's time, and I know we hear that all the time, but it really is true. The reason why it's a quote unquote cliche is because I believe it has some merit to it. And God's timing really is key when it comes to this thing. So with some people, I knew they were being sincere. And some people, honestly, they were just being nosy. They were just being nosy, especially with me being a pastor's daughter. I think that even took it even further. But needless to say, some were just being nosy. And again, some people just didn't know what to say. But how can you respond to those questions without being sarcastic, without being rude, without feeling defensive to where you feel like you have to, you know, stand up for yourself and you have to explain yourself and justify? No, first of all, you don't have to explain yourself, because unless you are connected to this person, like if it's a family situation, even with family, you may have to set some boundaries. Sometimes these questions come from family members. Some of them are well-meaning. And again, they just want the best for you. They want you to be happy. And it's just in our society. It's ingrained in us. I see it a lot, especially here in the States. I don't know how it is in other parts of the world, but here in the States, there's still this societal pressure that you need to be married. It's the next thing in life, right? You go to school, you know, you go to college. If you want to, you find a trade, or, you know, you find, maybe you start your own business, or maybe you go on to, you know, graduate school, or maybe you go for your doctor. So the next thing that people automatically think, okay, you have this career, or you finish school, you have all this together, where's your spouse? When are you getting married? Are you dating anybody? So I just want to set this up, because for some of you, this may bring up a lot of emotions. Again, some of it may bring up hurt feelings. It may feel like you're forgotten. It may feel like, okay, here I am. Everybody's asking questions. I don't know what to say. And I want to give you something that I found myself saying, especially after I turned 30 and even prior to meeting my husband. What I said to people when they would ask me, why are you still single? And sometimes I would joke with some people, you know, some of them I knew I could joke with. I'd be like, well, do you know where my husband is? I mean, if you know where he is, please tell me, because I've been waiting patiently. I've been serving God. So if you know something that I don't know, please tell me where he is and we can squash this right now. Like sometimes with some people, I would kind of get in there with them and just kind of joke about it, you know. But again, there were days where I didn't feel like joking. So my go-to answer was, when the time comes, I'll know. When the time comes, I will know. And that is something that sufficed for me. I felt good about it. I didn't feel like I was being rude. I didn't feel like I was being sarcastic. I wasn't explaining myself to people. And again, I just felt like when the time comes, God will reveal it to me. God will make it clear. God will show it to me. God will make it plain. And I can honestly say that he did with time. As I got to know my husband, when we met, it wasn't clear at first. It was still early and I had to go through the dating process and we had to get to know each other. So it's not like it happened right away. Within a year and 4 months of us dating, that's when we got engaged. But it's not like we met and we instantly knew at first sight. It's a little bit different with when my husband tells the story. He knew before I did. But all in all, we still had to take our time and get to know one another. But I would say that when the time comes, I will know. Another thing that I believe you can say when those questions are asked is, well, I appreciate you asking. I appreciate, you know, you seeing how I am in terms of where my relationships are going, but it hasn't happened yet. So I'm waiting on God. There's nothing wrong with saying that. And some may say, well, you know, you need to do this. You know, yeah, you can wait on God, but you need to be proactive. And I can understand that to a certain extent, because some Christian singles feel like, well, I'm waiting on God, but they're not going out on dates. They're not meeting new people. They're not putting themselves out there. I'm not talking about that. If you're in that category, we need to talk. Okay. That's a different scenario. But if you are going out on dates, if you are meeting new people and you're putting yourself out there and you're being open and you're being curious, that doesn't necessarily mean that you're going to meet your spouse right away. So when that question comes, you could definitely say, you know what? I'm trusting God's timing right now. I'm just enjoying being single. I'm enjoying my life. There's nothing wrong with me. I'm complete. I'm whole. And some people, honestly, they're not ready for that answer, because some people ask questions and they're kind of looking for something surface. Like, you can tell the ones that are genuinely, genuinely interested. Like I said before, those that really care about you and have a heart for you. And they may want to hear your heart behind the situation where you're telling them, you know, hey, and you can even be completely honest. Like, if you have a rapport with this person, if you two have a relationship, you can say, you know what? I don't know. I do not know. And you may be in that spot where, I don't know why I'm still single. I don't know why I haven't met my spouse. I don't know what's going on. Hey, I honestly don't know, but I trust God. He knows my heart's desires. He knows what I'm looking for. He knows what I need. And again, when the time comes, I will know. But please, again, I really believe it depends on who you're talking to and what the relationship is. Because if you're close to this person, and again, there's rapport, and you've all built a friendship and a relationship, and you feel like you can talk to them, you may want to go a little bit deeper with them. But if this is just an acquaintance and surface level conversation where it's a hi, how are you type of a thing, and maybe you talk about the weather a little bit, you maybe share a little about what happened the past week at work, that's different. Don't feel like, seriously, don't feel like you have to justify yourself to people. Sometimes I think that ties into, in some ways, I think people pleasing, where we feel like, again, we have to say something to appease the person, but you don't. Okay. All of us are grown. All of us can make our own decisions, and you do not have to feel like you need to justify why you're still single, why things haven't happened for you. But I will say that if the person really cares about you, if this friend or if this family member, this loved one truly cares about you, they will encourage you. They're not going to turn the tables on you and say, well, it must be you. You must be too picky, or you must be this, it must be that. And it's one thing to give constructive criticism, right? It's one thing to give constructive feedback, because there may be some things that you may need to work on. All of us do. Like, you probably very well may be too picky. You may be caught up in a lot of preferences that, you know, is this long list of things that you need. And maybe your family is like, hey, we love you and we get it, but maybe you need to reevaluate this list that you got, because not everybody is going to meet your standards. There's no such thing as a perfect person. Don't put so much pressure on this person to be everything to you. That's different. So again, there are a lot of nuances to this conversation. And again, we need to be careful of who we're taking advice from. So again, if it's someone that you have a true, genuine relationship with, be open to what they may have to say if they're saying it from a place of love, and it's not coming from a place of toxicity, or they're saying it to put you down. Because I remember reading a post where this young woman who was approaching 30, she had to be 27, but she was sharing in the group how she was having a conversation with her mother, and her mother asked her, you know, why are you still single? And you need to hurry up and get married, because, you know, you're getting older and it's going to be too late for you one day. That is not someone that you want pouring into you. It's unfortunate that was her mother that said that. But even in that regard,
If you have family members that are saying that to you or friends that are saying that to you, you may need to set some boundaries. Like, you know what? I appreciate your concern in asking those questions, but if that's how you're going to respond to me, if that's how you're going to talk to me about this, if you're going to put me down or be negative about it or make it seem as if this is never going to happen to me when I'm believing God for this thing, then I'd rather not talk about my personal life and my dating life with you. I love you, but that topic is off limits. For some of us, it may be tough to say, because again, this may be a family issue, you know, this may be a friendship issue. But again, if they love you, if they truly love you, they're not going to say that to you to where you feel bad. And maybe they're saying it and not realizing that it is hurting you. So that's why it's important to, you know, make it known and be like, hey, I really don't want to talk about this, or I'd rather if we can't talk about this without you, it feels and it seems like that's putting me down and making me feel like I'm unlovable or it's not going to happen for me, then again, my personal life is off the table when it comes to conversations. You may very well need to say that. But if it's not to that extreme, you know, there are things that you can say that can, again, you're not explaining yourself. So one, like I used to say, when the time comes, I'll know. Two, I'm trusting God's timing. Or three, hey, I'm enjoying my life right now. So unless something changes, I'm good. I'm good. And even if you're not, like, you know what? Yeah, I do wish I was in a relationship, but I'm not going to force it. I think I was reading a post, or I heard something similar to this, maybe on another podcast, but the person was kind of giving a similar answer in terms of what to say when you're asked that question, why are you still single? And I loved her response. She was like, well, obviously God hasn't brought the right man into my life and I'm not going to settle. So if someone is really coming at you, like, look, I appreciate your concern, but if God has not brought the right person into my life, then I'm not going to settle. I'm not going to just take what I can get because of loneliness, or I'm not just going to date just anybody because I'm desperate. No, we don't date out of desperation. You shouldn't. Okay. If you're dating from a place of desperation and loneliness, that's a bad place to be, because whoever pays attention to you, whoever comes your way that you think has a thing for you, you will latch onto it. You will cling onto it. And if that person threatens to leave, your whole world will crumble. So please do not date out of desperation. But I liked how she said that. And it's true. God wants the absolute best for us. So if you have not met your future spouse, like, hey, I'm not going to settle. And I remember saying that this was prior to meeting my husband, I believe, or at least prior to getting engaged. I don't think we were quite exclusive as of yet, but again, we weren't engaged. And someone asked, you know, why aren't you married? Because they didn't realize that I was over 30. And like, oh my gosh, you're over 30? Why aren't you married yet? What's going on? And honestly, I really didn't know this person that well. They only knew me through my father. We were at a new church, so they were still getting to know us and the family, but they still had that personality where, you know, they like to joke and kid. So I just basically said, well, I'm not settling, so I'm not just going to walk in with some joker. I mean, I just said, honestly, in that conversation, I just kind of ran with it, again, keeping it on the light and humorous side. But deep down, I admit it kind of stung, because again, it was almost as if, like, you know, what's wrong with you? You know, why is it not happening for you? What's going on? And again, that can be taken so personally to where we start to nitpick at ourselves. We start to wonder, you know, is it me? Am I doing something wrong? Maybe I'm meant to be alone for the rest of my life. And that is not true. Okay. If you, again, sincerely have a desire to be married, and I don't know, I've said this before on plenty of podcasts here on Single Plus, I don't know why it works out to where some people get married younger. You know, maybe they marry their high school sweetheart, maybe they get married before 30, and then some get married past 40, some in their 50s. I don't know why it works out that way for some people. I honestly do not know. I wish I could tell you. I wish I had an answer for that, but I do not know. But what I do know is that God gives good gifts to his children. And if you have been waiting this long, for however it may be, if you've been waiting and you've never had a date before and now you're approaching 30, or if you're past 40 and you've never been married, if you're approaching 50 and you've never been married, I don't know, or maybe you have been married and the marriage didn't work out and now you're single again. I don't know, whatever category you fall in, I wish I could give you an answer. But again, God gives good gifts to his children. And you can trust him with your dating life. You can trust him with your love life, just like you trust him for everything else. You pray for healing. We pray for our loved ones. We pray for God to give us that job. We ask God to bless our businesses. And we say, God, I trust you to take care of this. God, I trust you to provide for me. God, I trust you to protect my family. Why can't we trust God in this area of our love life and dating life? And I'm not saying that it's easy. I'm not saying that it's easy. It definitely is a daily process. You definitely have to be careful of what you're thinking so that your mind doesn't race with thoughts that, again, that say, what's wrong with me? Maybe I'm this, maybe I'm that. No, you are what God's word says that you are. So if things are coming at you, if thoughts are racing in your mind and they don't line up with God's word, they go against God's word, then you need to cast that thought down. You need to cast that thought down. You need to pull it apart. Ask yourself, is this true? Is this true? And if not, then you need to replace it with a better thought. So if you're saying to yourself, I'm not good enough, something must be wrong with me, ask yourself, is that true? Because the answer is no, it's not true. I am good enough. Why? Because I've been made in the image of God. I am who he says I am. I have a spirit on the inside of me. He is with me. He is for me. So what's a better thought? I haven't met the person yet that I'm supposed to be with, but it has nothing to do with my worth. It has nothing to do with my value. And I trust God to take care of me in the meantime. So this conversation can go a lot of ways, but just to quickly recap in terms of how you can answer these questions of why you're still single, you can borrow mine. When the time comes, I'll know. Two, I'm just trusting God's timing. Three, you know, I'm not settling. I'm not settling. I'm not just going to take what I can get. I'm not just going to go for scraps because God wants me to have the absolute best. And then four, you may not know. Like, you know what? I don't know. But God knows. And I believe him. I believe that he knows the desires of my heart. And again, in his timing, I will see the results. And I've seen so many testimonies of people that I met roughly 3 years ago in online communities. And a lot of us have gotten married in these 3 years. Like we were on singles mixers together. We gathered together on Zoom calls for different online events, prayer calls, again, mixers, game nights. And a lot of these people who I bonded with and created, you know, friendships with, a lot of them are married. And I'm just mind blown because I remember when all of us were single, and now I'm seeing the changes and how God is bringing their spouses to them and creating relationships and kingdom partnerships are coming together. So I'm just saying all that to say, if God can do it for me, if he can do it for my friends, he can do it for you. He is not a respecter of persons. He's not showing favoritism. So I want you to know that you are in the right place. Why? Because you are a child of God. And again, he is with you. So don't get defensive when you hear these questions. Don't take it personally. Don't take it to heart. Again, to think that something is wrong with you. Some people just don't know what to say. And I believe in the saying that if you can't say anything nice, don't say anything at all. Some people don't abide by that. But just because someone says something to you doesn't mean that you have to accept it. No one can make you feel inferior. I believe it was Eleanor Roosevelt, and I'm paraphrasing this quote, but I like how it was stated when she said, no one can make you feel inferior unless you let them, unless you give them permission. So don't let anyone or anything make you feel bad for where God has you right now. You don't know what God is working on behind the scenes for you. If you could pull back the curtain and get a sneak peek, you would probably be mind blown at the things that God has in store for you. No eye has seen, nor ear has heard. So you just keep trusting God. Trusting his timing, trusting his plan. So, Father, thank you for those that are listening right now. Father, I pray that you would just protect the hearts, Father, and guard the hearts of those, Lord, who are still walking through this single season. And a lot of people are asking questions. Some come from family members, church family members. Some come from friends. Some mean well, Father, but some don't. But Lord, I just pray in the name of Jesus that they would not be defensive, that they would not take things personally, and that the only voice that they would listen to and stay in tune with is you. They can take in godly counsel, but Father, not all counsel is godly. So Father, I pray that they would sift the information that they're hearing and the advice that they're taking in. Father, I don't know why for some it happens earlier than others when it comes to marriage, but they are not forgotten. They are not abandoned. You are for them. So Father, I just pray, as I've seen, Father, in these last 3 years, how you bring kingdom partnerships and relationships together, Father, I pray the exact same thing for the listeners right now, men and women. Father, those that have felt discouraged, Father, renew their strength, renew, Father, their vigor to wait on you, to be passionate, Father, about this desire of marriage, and realizing, Father, that when the time comes, it will be the most beautiful thing that they've ever experienced, Lord, and they will give you all the glory and all the praise, because it can't be said that they did it. It can't be said that they forced it to make it happen, but Lord, that you brought the right person to their life, Lord. And you want so much glory out of their relationships, Lord, that you're not just going to bring them just anybody. We were not called to settle. Some relationships, Father, yeah, we could possibly get away with it with a quote unquote good person. But Father, we don't just want a good person. We want some, Father, that is going to do life with us for the kingdom, where we are walking in tandem to please you, Father, where we are pursuing the cross, we are pursuing righteousness. And when people look at our marriages, when people look at our relationships, Father, they should see Jesus so brightly, Father, so strong, that our relationships and our marriages witness the gospel even before we speak a word, Father, just in how husbands and wives treat one another. Let Jesus be seen. And I know the enemy is after this relationships area, Father, because he wants division. He wants divorce. He wants broken homes, Father. He doesn't want children to grow up in a home where the mother and the father are there and they're loving one another and they're raising their children in the scriptures and they're raising their children in the Lord. So Father, no wonder he starts early in the singleness stage and he causes confusion in dating and he brings discouragement. He wants to wear singles out, Father. But Father, I pray that Christian singles would stand strong, that they would not grow weary in well-doing, that they would not settle for counterfeits, they would not just settle for mediocre and good enough relationships, but that they would wait on you, Father. That they would wait on you, Father, for that relationship that they've been praying for and desiring. And Father, I pray that you will blow their minds, Father, so much so that they'd be like, it was worth the wait. It was worth the wait because I got everything that I ever prayed for and then some. God heard my prayers. He heard my cry, even down to the finest detail. He heard me and he removed all my fears and he just blew my mind and blessed me. And so much so that I'm overflowing with gratitude. I'm overflowing with praise. Father, I thank you, God, that you are bringing kingdom relationships together. And Father, I thank you, God, that even if it doesn't seem like it's happening right now, again, if we could just peel back the curtain, Lord, we would be amazed at what you have in store for us. So Father, I thank you and I praise you for what you've done, what you're doing, what you're going to do. May you be glorified in our relationships. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you all so much for listening and tuning in. Subscribe to the podcast if you have not already. You can also follow on Instagram at MySinglePlus. If you're looking for a godly and Christian community, you can check out the ChristianSinglesHub.com, where we have online events, in-person events. There's a U.S. tour going on right now. You can opt to have your profile displayed on the Christian Singles Hub profiles page on Instagram. But everything that you need to know is on the ChristianSinglesHub.com. So thanks so much for listening. God bless. And I will talk to y'all next time. Have a good one. Bye.